This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, it's another beautiful day, which means, hey, you know what? Why don't you go over to Brewers Outlet, take care of business, get yourself ready for the weekend, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. You're a big Cinco de Mayo fan.
Sure.
Oh, boy. That wasn't good. Yeah. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online, sunburymotors.com. Say this, the beekeeper guy? I mean, he really milked it. Yeah, done, gets out there, throws his hands in the air, throws off his helmet. Like, wow. He was into it.
The man had a sense of theater.
He did. I give him credit. Tigers lead the Cardinals 3-0 into 3. Bottom of the fourth, Brewers in Milwaukee lead Tampa 2-0.
That one got chippy last night, too, didn't it? Did you see that?
It did. Yeah. a little brawl erupting between the two. It's like, okay. I mean, it's a simple ground ball. Well,
apparently there's some issues in a home run earlier in the game.
Yeah. And so they're kind of walking around. It's like, okay, now they start to say, all right, a punch. Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you right now, he's got a good left hand.
Yeah, that's the first one I've seen this year where they've actually thrown punches.
Yeah, no, I mean, they had it. You know.
They were not happy with each other.
I mean, Uribe is being held back. Doesn't appear to be happy with Milwaukee. Like, okay.
They handed down suspensions already, too. They didn't mess around. I wonder if it's because they played again in the afternoon. I wonder if it would have waited a while if it was a night game.
Could have. Well, so far, Tampa hasn't hit a home run.
Yeah.
They haven't scored.
Yeah.
2-0. How's our guy Reese Hoskins doing here? Hoskins is hitting .224 so far.
He's being Reese Hoskins.
Yeah. And Milwaukee's in first place in the National League Central, half game up on the Cubs, and the Rays are in last place in the American League East, six games back. How about that? All right. That's where they are. See what I'm saying about the money part of it?
While you were talking, and I used UCLA, if it is $15 million, it would be $17,000 per athlete with 884 athletes, but I don't know if $17,000 gets it done for football and men's basketball or even women's college basketball. So,
I don't think you can take the number and divide it evenly. If you're talking about 884 athletes, I think there has to be some sort of division between full scholarship, half, third, tenth. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think they're going to have, yes. But again, you know, like you said, with Title IX and stuff, it's going to have to be pretty close to equal, I believe, to everybody when they split it up. Not equal in the sense that everybody gets $17,000, but I don't know how they get away with saying a full scholarship football player gets more money than a full scholarship soccer player, other than the fact it's coming from the school. It's not coming from, you know, they're not getting paid off the revenues generated. They're being told to be paid.
But the argument would then be, so let's do point counterpoint here. The argument would then be that the football player is generating a profit which helps pay the sport of soccer, which the soccer player is a part of.
And I get that, and I do. It's just, you know, the football player has opportunities outside of the, you know, has better NIL opportunities, I guess, than the soccer player would have, and I guess that would be some people's, you know, that would be people's argument, but that is, again, that's getting paid off of the revenue you generate as well, so.
Well, okay, so here we go. Let's now go to something else quickly here. We'll change gears for 1 second. Penn State in basketball now knows its home and away opponents in the Big Ten. They didn't quite do what I thought they would do, because I thought they were going to regionalize the home and aways, like maybe Rutgers, Maryland, Ohio State. They're not going to do that. It's going to be Rutgers, Indiana, all right, close enough, and Minnesota for the home and aways. So Rutgers, Minnesota, and Indiana. These are the teams that will be coming to the Jordan Center this year. You know, there's probably one that's going to go to the Palestra, so I'm trying to look at this group and think who might be a candidate for that. But Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers are definitely coming to the Jordan Center. Penn State has to go there. Maryland's here. Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Oregon, Purdue, and Washington. That means Penn State will be going to Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers, and they will be going to Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, UCLA, USC, and Wisconsin. So that scenario I talked about, Oregon, Washington coming here, USC, UCLA going out there. Look, there's no doubt in my mind they're going to take that USC, UCLA deal and combine it into a weekend. I mean, I thought they were going to regionalize. To a point, it, you know, Rutgers in Indiana is palatable, but Minnesota home and away? Okay.
That falls in the early part of the Big Ten schedule. You might have to pay taxes in Minneapolis.
Oh, you're just a... no, I don't think so. I've been there so many times, I can see why. I can see why. It's...
With UCLA and USC in theory on the same road trip that when you guys go out to LA, I assume that you think Oregon, Washington would be on the same weekend when Penn State hosts.
I would think, yeah. I would think. Well, yeah, I would think so. I would think they would do this in such a way where, say, and I don't know what Washington and Oregon's home and aways happen to be. I'm sure if I went on their website, I could find it. But, like, I could see, for example, Penn State and Ohio State are road games. And Washington plays Ohio State one night, Oregon plays Penn State that same night, then they flip. So.
At least you know you get a winter weekend in L.A., right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be in the winter. It's not going to be December. And the reason I can say that is, in order to play there, it's two road games. You have to have one home and one away to play in December. That's the logic you get here. You're shocked.
And now your whole family's mad that you don't get the Christmas shop in Beverly Hills this year.
I actually have been on Rodeo Drive. I actually have been. Actually walked in a couple of stores and was smart enough to buy nothing. I couldn't afford it if I wanted to. This means that for Dick and I, we've already talked about a trip to Santa Anita.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That would probably be B. I would guess A would be a golf trip somewhere, or golf somewhere, but it's also squeezing 18 holes somewhere.
I would, but Dick, when he plays golf in the Coaches versus Cancer, brings a 7-iron, the chip, and his putter. He's a great putter. Not a good putter. He's a great putter. And but he loves obviously horse racing. And he even said to me, he says, we need to go to Santa Anita. He says, great, I'll go. Is it something like, hey, like I can count on one hand the number of times I've been to a racetrack. But it doesn't mean I don't follow it. Believe me, I mean, you'll listen to the, I follow it. And Dick and I talk a lot about it during the course of the year. Dick, by the way, is not going to the Kentucky Derby, just so you know. He is not going to go. He says, look, I've gone, 34 times? He says, he's done it. Let me just look and see. See, I thought they were going to regionalize for this region. I thought that, like, USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington would play each other home and away.
I wonder if this is something that you had the idea, and then this is an experiment for the first year, and then it'll dawn on them that maybe the regional thing is probably a better.
I don't know. But it's also maybe part, look, I'm sure when it comes to home and aways, they want to rotate. Okay, so let's see. Men's basketball schedule, Wisconsin is at UCLA. All right, and home with Washington and Oregon. Okay, so Wisconsin's got that. Men's basketball, let's just see. I'm just looking to see what they have. Opponents announced for Oregon. Now you can load up now. You can load up. There we go. Oh, great. I've got the roster here. I don't need your roster. I just want to see the story. All right. So Big Ten press release. All right. So let's see. I've got them all here. So let's just go to the West Coast teams. Well, they are playing each other home and away. USC, UCLA, and Washington are all playing each other home and away. So they are doing that. Okay.
Then maybe Minnesota is in our region. Somehow.
Yeah. I mean, just because we stayed out there for a couple days for the Big Ten tournament doesn't mean.
Right. It's so a big circle.
So say they end up playing in December. That would mean I would go there 4 times in a year. Because the football's out there, too. Right? In November. That's the one where I then got to go to Daytona. Right afterward. All right, so like, who are the home and aways for everybody? Illinois, home and away, Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin. It's relatively regional. Indiana, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue, that's regional. Iowa, Nebraska, Northwestern, Wisconsin, that's regional. Okay, but then there's Maryland. Ohio State makes sense, and they have Northwestern and Nebraska. What? Should have been Penn State. Michigan. They get Michigan State, makes sense. Purdue makes sense. Rutgers. Michigan State gets Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota. Okay. I mean, I know you got to find ways to do this. Minnesota has Michigan State, Penn State, Wisconsin. Nebraska gets Iowa, Maryland, and Ohio State. So they get, like, just Iowa home and away. Northwestern gets Illinois, Iowa, Maryland. So they get 2 out of 3. Ohio State gets Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska. 1 out of 3. Oregon gets USC, UCLA, Washington, 3 for 3. Penn State gets Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers. They are 1 out of 3, maybe 1.5 because Indiana's not that bad in terms of trip. Purdue gets Indiana, Michigan, Rutgers. They get 2 out of 3. Rutgers gets Michigan, Penn State, Purdue. They got 1 out of 3. UCLA, of course, we know is 3-for-3. USC, we know is 3-for-3. Washington's 3-for-3. And Wisconsin really is 3-for-3. They got Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Illinois is an easy trip for them. How about that? Wow. Interesting. So you're going to play the other 17 schools, three home and aways, and 14 one plays, which is from day one in the show, what have we said it was going to be, Todd?
Exactly that.
Yep. So that's the way it worked out. 20-game schedule. And that's the best way to do it. If you're a conference, you need to be playing everybody. What's the use of being in a conference if you're not playing everybody? And that's how I look at it.
All right. I was going to say, and if you're going to seed a conference tournament, everybody should play everybody, too.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This 15 out of 18 going, come on.
Yeah.
I think it's absurd. And I do not think Penn State's in the bottom three. So this is not like, oh, no. Like, no, I think it's wrong. I think I know why they're doing it, and I'm not going to get into why they're doing it, but I think I know why they're doing it. Like, Yikes. By the way, the transfer portal ends today for grad students. Dick, I texted Dick all this. Perfect. Should have been home and home with Maryland, Ohio State. We'll take it, though. Indiana, Palestra? No.
Ooh.
There you go. So, today, the transfer portal for basketball ends today, I believe. Football ended yesterday, except for grad students.
And I also read that as long as there's electronic communication between you and the school, and you do it by 11:59, that people will be going into the transfer portal probably for the rest of the week.
Well, yeah, you have 48 hours. So, you know, today being a Wednesday. So when we get to Saturday, okay, the cake is baked.
All right.
And that's pretty simple when it comes to me. It's because sometimes it takes 48 hours to whatever, process it. So Friday at midnight would be the last time you'll see a name or two come out. But at that point, then rosters should start to solidify. You're going to get opportunities for players to now be picked up. But a lot of the names have already been picked up. A lot of them have. Same thing in basketball. I mean, Dick and I were talking today about the roster composition for Penn State basketball. Five returning guys. But Puff Johnson, Nick Kern, Zach Hicks, DeMarco Dunn, and Ace Baldwin. Okay. The four recruits. So that gets you to nine. And then four transfer guys. Dillion from Tennessee. Enzi from Xavier. The big kid from Northern Illinois. Right? And so they got four transfers. All right. I mean, that to me is, if I'm looking at roster construction, that's a more comfortable balance on roster construction, don't you think? At least to me it is. It's a much better construction roster-wise, and it's a kind that I like as to what they have. I mean, that to me is a big deal.
I mean, I think we've said this before. What Mike did last year in the portal and kind of put together that team and got them to play together was great. But again, it probably wasn't exactly the way he would have constructed a team normally, and I think this is more to his liking.
Well, it's not sustainable doing it that way,
no,
I don't think.
No.
I look at it and like, that was out of necessity, just like Micah's first year.
Yes.
Micah's first year, that was out of necessity. Look at the great job they did. You want to, okay? Let's be honest about it, okay? There are some guys that did really well now. You know, they ended up getting Jalen Pickett. Like, goodness gracious. There are other guys that didn't quite cut it here. All right?
I mean, I'm sure you agree with this, but I think the biggest thing was getting Ace to come back, and, you know, he's that link between what he wanted to do at VCU, right, what he wants to do here, and just with those four, the young kids they brought in, I think that's going to be huge to kind of get across what exactly Mike wants them to do.
Right. Did Ace put his name into the draft? No. All right? You know, the NBA draft entry deadline came and went on Saturday. All right? Name not there. Now you got this. People are like, you know, is he putting his name? You know, you look. Okay? Yeah, but that's...
No news is the news. How's that?
Right. Yeah. And Jameel Brown, by the way, ended up at Temple with Adam Fisher, so that is no surprise. That is no surprise. That's a good fit. That's a good spot for Meal to be in. But they did well in the transfer portal. They were able to get several key guys. Eli Rice from Nebraska. Like him a lot. DeLeon, like him a lot. To go with NZ and the big kid from Northern Illinois. They got big at the wings. And now this roster construction feels exponentially more comfortable. And I think for the players, it's going to be important. Now you're going to have five players out there who know Mike's system. You're going to add in recruits who are going to learn that system, and it's fresh to them from day one. That's big. And then the other guys come in, and what happened is, this is how you have to handle the portal these days. All these guys that Mike recruited, he recruited at one point or another at VCU, and they kept open doors and positive relationships with all of them. That's the James Franklin mode of doing it.
You never know when you have to get back together with somebody.
Right. I mean, NZ, right? Really like him a lot. Really like him a lot. And DeLeon, that's a good late pickup for them. Now, you know, we'll see with Ace around, you know, how much he plays, how much he doesn't. But you know what? Now, Eli Rice, same thing. They kind of made him into a three-point shooter at Nebraska, but he actually is a guy that likes to drive and get into the mix out there. And that's not what Fred wanted him to do. No. All right, we're going to talk about the Ravens draft in the final half hour.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs Lights take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, this half hour is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. I'll be looking at the Ford inventory myself personally on Saturday. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department. Routine to difficult, they handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Fabulous to bring in the outstanding.
Don't have Bo yet, Steve.
You're killing me, man. A big intro. All
I know.
Go. I was into a gear that was just, I mean, high gear. And now it's just destroyed. Where do I go from here? All right. We'll just have to play the waiting game. When you tell me we're ready, we're ready. But they did announce the opponents for Penn State to play basketball this year as to the locations. Home and away with Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers. Home only, Maryland, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Oregon, Washington, and Purdue. Away games only, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, UCLA, USC, and Wisconsin. There you go. So, and yes, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington are playing each other in home and aways, which is only fair to them, I think. So, and the new members, Penn State's played Oregon once, Oregon won. They played USC twice, beat them. UCLA, and that includes the win in the Charleston tournament a few years ago. And UCLA was that NCAA tournament game where Jimmy Barnes had a big game. Big game. UCLA had four pros on that team. Four pros. McLean and Matkins. I mean, it's like Penn State won. I remember watching UCLA. I remember them warming up. I'm doing the getting ready. It's 1991. I'm doing the game at the Carrier Dome. I remember I was working with Frank Gardinia, I think, at the time. I looked over at Frank. I said, this is kind of a cocky group. I said, they don't really seem to be too interested in doing this. They kind of feel like they've got it made. And then Penn State kept beating him, and I mean, took care of business, beat him. Beat him by five. Then they lost in double overtime to Eastern Michigan. They had a chance to get to the Sweet 16 to play North Carolina. But that's their one meeting with UCLA. They have never played Washington in basketball. So, next part. Now they have this part. Now it's the sequencing of it. That's not going to happen until later in the year, because they have to get the television network assignments. And that will then lead to the dates and the tip-off times. But that's where they are. So that part's at least settled. I know there are a lot of fans out there saying, well, wait a minute, where's Florida State? I thought they were joining the Big Ten. Okay. At least in this year, no. I get asked about that down in Florida. I'm not surprised because there would be great interest down there in Florida State. So I can understand why I got the question. But as I said to them, I said, geez, I'd like to see how 18 works first.
Struck out so far, Steve. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. Things happen. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's 1,000 things to talk about. It's all right.
I heard you saying about Florida State, Big Ten, ACC. Did you see, I think we talked a couple weeks ago about North Carolina or Virginia and Tennessee suing the NCAA. Did you see a couple other states join that lawsuit in the last couple days too?
Yeah. Look, this is all about the TV money. It's not about anything else. I mean, that's what this is about. They don't think they're getting enough TV money. Okay. I got it. Because they feel that the ACC contract, which again, that grant of rights they signed twice. That's going to have to be brought up at some point. Like, if it's so bad, why'd you sign it twice? I can see if you have buyer's remorse after signing it once, but golly gee.
The second time they signed it, did they sign it after the Big Ten expanded?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe that's why there's buyer's remorse at the second time.
No, they signed it in 2016. The Big Ten expanded in 14.
No, I meant this current Big Ten expansion.
Oh, no, it was 2016. All right. They did it in exchange for getting the ACC network.
Yeah.
And they felt after watching the success of BTN and the ACC and the SEC network that they wanted to get all their events on TV. Now, Florida State Athletic Director Michael Alford spoke to the FSU Boosters event in Chicago. And according to Todd Helmick of NationalChamps.net, Alford told supporters that he expects to be in the Windy City much more starting this summer. Well, the Big Ten headquarters, of course, is located in Rosemont.
Is he just planning on sitting there all summer or what?
I don't know. there is a great Marriott in Rosemont. I've stayed there. It's right next to the airport.
With a sign that says, "We'll play football for more money."
The Allstate Arena, which, by the way, is not the flagship of the fleet. I actually did a game in there once when Northwestern was rebuilding Welsh Ryan Arena. It appears everyone is aware of Florida State's ongoing legal battle with the ACC. After both parties sued each other, it took months for any hearings to begin. And once the hearings began, they dragged on for hours, with both cases seemingly moving at different paces based on the laws and judges presiding in the respective states of North Carolina and Florida. The public has seen a lot of accusations thrown, and some information has emerged. The speed with which the cases have moved, not that lawsuits ever necessarily move quickly, I might add, with no clear winner in sight, the idea that Alford could be hinting at Florida State's journey to the Big Ten might perk some ears due to the nature in which the legal system has played out. At the same time, they admit that this could be Alford playfully teasing the fan base. Because, again, he's making this statement in Chicago. It is possible that he has simply excited the Chicago FSU boosters and wants to continue appearing there. He also is maybe throwing out a hint that something's brewing beneath the surface. It really is... it really is interesting. Right? So, I mean, Florida State, you want to talk about costs. They spent $172 million on athletics. All right. And they had a $22 million spike from the previous year. Yikes. The revenue did not keep pace over the same period. It only increased $9 million. The revenue went from $161 to $170. The expenses went from $150 to $172. They ran a deficit at Florida State of $2.5 million. The year before, they ran a surplus of $10.4 million. So football. Football made at Florida State $11.1 million. All right. Is that it? Let's make sure I got this right. No. Football at Florida State lost $3.5 million. Something like that. No, their revenue was fine. Their revenue expense sheet on football was fine. Florida State. Was able to make money in football. Football revenue increased $15.1 million. All right, so football was fine. Their athletic budget in 21-22 was $150.8 million, 16th among FBS. Okay. Sponsored sports. Here's the big one. You know how many sponsored sports Florida State has? Remember, Penn State is 31.
27.
Too high.
21.
Too high.
15?
20.
Ooh.
That's all they have is 20. See, that's what gets me. A lot of these places don't have 31 sports. So their athletic department lost money, $2.5 million. They made money on football, obviously. It's the other sports. The other 19 sports killed them. Their financial report, they said it's not entirely clear what constituted the sharp increase in costs. They did say there was a sizable chunk attributed to, quote, other operating expenditures. Now, with us, that means suit staff meetings, which, by the way, are lavish affairs. You were at the last one. It was surf and turf.
Does carp and hamburger count as surf and turf?
It was a trout and a burger. I mean, it's like, okay, we're having surf and turf, trout and a burger. Great. Perfect. They also signed Mike Norvell to an 8-year contract extension that's not in this reporting period of $10 million per season. Like, yikey. All right? So, let's see. Highest paid coaches. Belichick, 18. Pete Carroll, 14. Sean Payton, 14. Andy Reid, 12. Greg Popovich, 11.5. Mike Tomlin, 11.5. Nick Saban, 10-7. He retired. Jimbo got fired, 9-5. Kyle Shanahan, 9-5, doesn't know the overtime rules. And Steve Kerr, 9-5. Right? So now you're looking at Norvell in this mix at 10. Yikes. How about that?
I did hear back from Bo. He's going to join us Friday at 2:05. He had something come up in class.
I find that unacceptable.
I know. Damn college profs.
What are we doing here? Something came up in class? Oh, please. I can't stand when somebody's job gets in the way.
I know.
Oh, goodness gracious. Ron Rivera made $8.5 million. Doc Rivers made $8.5 million? Really? Holy mackerel.
And does he get fired again if the Bucks go out in the first round, or is the Giannis and Dame injuries enough to save him?
Jeez, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, boy.
When did the Celtics win that title under him? 2009?
2008.
2008?
Yeah, 2008.
People have been trying to recapture that magic for Doc since 2008.
Yeah.
Phew. It's funny how much Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Rajon Rondo help with that.
See, this is where you make such a big mistake.
I know.
You make a huge mistake when you say this stuff. You have got to be able to understand in no uncertain terms, that it's coaching that's the entire difference. It's not the talent. What's wrong with you?
It's always the Jimmys and Johnnies, usually.
It always is. You and I both know it. Oh, my goodness. Just got a nice note from Pat Flannery. Boy, I guess that restraining order against the suit's still in place. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
All right. So the Sixers won last night. Incredible drama. Madison Square Garden. What theater? And they won. Maxey was incredible. Now they get game six, I think it was tomorrow night, Todd?
Tomorrow night at 9.
In Philly? Okay.
Yep.
The question is now going to be, you right now have, this is from the NBA's point of view, you don't have LeBron eliminated, you don't have Steph eliminated, you don't have Kevin Durant eliminated. The ratings already down, not a lot, but a little bit in the opening round. Who are the stars? I mean, Maxey's played like a star. Anthony Edwards has played like a star. Jalen Brunson has. Paolo Banchero has. But the other guys, come on.
it's time to learn some new stars, I guess, and you're going to take a ratings hit, you know, for a year or two until people believe that these people are stars, I think.
I guess. So when are we getting Bo on tomorrow?
No, Friday.
Friday. Again, another guy that, what was the first question you asked you about? Right? Is that guy still there? Something about a restraining order on him. I don't know what that means.
It's all those Bucknell people from the suit.
Unbelievable. One guy. Just one guy keeps the courts busy.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.